We've got a couple of ladies from my past. We have Joe, always known as Joe Reynolds, all those years ago. And she just live opposite us. You were in Chichester Walk. I was in Greenways. Just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. See what a microphone does to you. You got all that gob and stuff, and then put a microphone in front of you. All of a sudden, you're all like, "How are you?"
I'm well, thank you very much.
Good. Now you brought a friend in. He's also a blast from the past as well.
Oh, friend.
And, Lady Eels, how are you?
Lady Eels, fine, thank you. Nice
now,
to be here.
I think you've been in a couple of our studios. We've moved around.
Yes.
We are the Gypsy Kings of radio.
I know, I follow you around.
She's a stalker, really. Stalker.
Yeah. I am.
Bit slow.
Yeah, a bit slow.
So you've come in to promote a wonderful event that you've got a final coming up. Just outline it for us.
Well, I'll outline it. Yeah, it's a talent show that we've been running for the last few months across the summer. It wasn't my idea at all. I work for a charity called Challenge Adventure, and Joe and Paddy McHugh came along and said, we want to run a talent show. So with my help, we've put on these four heats. We had one at East Cowes, one at Freshwater, one at Sandown, one at Newport, and we've now got 12 finalists.
Wow.
And we're going through to the final on the 17th of October.
Incredible.
We have had some fantastic acts. We are just, the talent on the Isle of Wight is amazing.
Is there an age group on this?
We've got a junior and a senior section.
Oh right, okay. Yeah. So how many? I would imagine there's quite a few juniors that have taken part.
I think we've got 7 junior acts and we've got 5 adult acts.
Brilliant. What are the adult acts?
We've got a band called Portable High.
Oh right, yeah.
Fabulous band.
They were in here a little while ago.
Yes,
there is another connection.
Amazing,
to Pan there, I think, because I think George, is it George the lead singer, little fella?
Fabulous voice.
He's only about 3'2", isn't he? A little tiny little fella.
I think a bit taller than that, yeah. We've got a keyboard player and in the adult section. I can't think of the rest. We've got some singers. We've got some dance groups as well. So
We've got three dance groups.
So it's really different, but everyone is different, and it's great to show. To showcase the talent of the Isle of Wight.
But you're disappointed because there's no dogs.
No, I thought there might at least be a parrot or a dog or something, you know. But no, not a dog in sight.
What a shame. What a shame.
Yeah. Thought you could have brought your dog along.
Yeah. Well, we haven't got a dog. We've got a cat that thinks it's a dog. His name's Dave.
And oh, that's
honestly,
bad. Yeah.
If I could put this on stage, I can, because you know what cats are like.
Yeah, I know.
You look at them and call them.
I've got a cat
them.
Called Jim.
Jim, excellent name. Great name.
Dave and Jim.
But,
I think they should meet.
Well, maybe they should, because he's got a sister, Doris.
Oh, he's got a sister, Rosie.
Oh, there you go. Jim and Rosie, Dave and Doris. But most cats, you call them and they just look at you.
Yeah.
Don't they? They just look at you and just say, who are you?
My cat does that.
Our dog, cat. Well, I can stay at the other end of the garden and go, here, boy. Here, boy. And he'll come running. He will come running.
Yeah, so does mine.
I think
we could have put them cats on the stage and done something with them.
Look, this is a cat that is really a dog. How clever is that?
Yeah, how clever is that? That would have won. Yeah.
Drat. So tell us about the youngsters. You've got 7 youngsters on board.
Yes, we have. We've got quite a few singers, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a wonderful ukulele player called Eb, who is 11 years old, self-taught ukulele player, and he is really good. He played Wrecking Ball, wasn't it? Yeah. But we also had Britain's Got Talent contact us. The funny story is, I was off sick, very rare, and I got a message saying, could you ring Britain's Got Talent? And I thought, this is a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
You know, then I thought, they're going to sue us for using the name. So I asked Joe to ring.
Yeah, me.
I like what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Joe rung, and they said, oh, we're coming over to the Isle of Wight. Could we come and see some of your acts? So there is a possibility that they have been and seen some of our acts.
Oh,
we have sent stuff to Britain's Got Talent, but they enjoyed it so
lovely
much.
Lovely people, weren't they?
Really lovely
Jack
people.
And Dawn,
they really enjoyed it, and they said that there is a possibility they would come over for the final.
So, oh, wonderful.
If they could come and film it, it would be fab.
Now, obviously, you're being very careful. You don't want to name too many people and talk, because you now must be in a position where if you mention one, you've got to mention them all, otherwise it looks favouritism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're taking this very seriously. This is a proper event.
We are.
Definitely,
we are,
yeah.
We've got some good acts. What were the other dance schools? Dance Vibes, PJ... Dance school,
theatre school, isn't it?
Yeah, theatre school,
Freestyle Academy with Denise Palmer.
She's still going.
Yeah,
good grief. Old Denise.
Yeah, I know.
Because she used to do the old Pan. Is it Pan Clan thing that
she's
doing?
She's got her own dance school, isn't she? Now she was one of our judges at the Newport.
I was in that dance troupe back in about 1982 with six girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, six girls.
You didn't follow on with that then, Ian?
No, I didn't, sadly. I didn't like what they dressed me in.
Was it that pink?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I used to do that to my children. I had three sons, and I used to plait their hair and tell them that it was in fashion.
Oh,
is that not cruel?
That is cruel.
I hope they're not listening.
That's mean. Our mum used to do something similar. When the ice cream man used to come around, they say, when they play that tune, that means they've run out of ice cream. And Linda Kenny, who lives down our road, who was quite a big old bird, she was. Oh, lovely man, she was.
I see her still.
She always said, well, look, Mum, she's got three ice creams. No sisters, no brothers, but she's... yeah, that's the reason why it's run out. Linda Kenny got there before you. Poor old Linda. She's lovely. She still lives up there, doesn't she? In the same house, incredibly. Anyway.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
So this event is happening on the
17th
of October.
At Newport Football Club, 6:30. £3 for a ticket to come and watch. All that money raised goes to Challenge Adventure, which is the charity I work for. And it's going to
tell them about the back of the ticket though, Karen.
At the back of the ticket, everybody will get the opportunity to vote. So as well as the judging panel,
which we
have got a couple of famous people coming, but we're not allowed to say at the moment. But at the back of the ticket, they are allowed to vote. So that will go as a percentage towards the winners.
Oh, wow.
And the winners will get to sing at, a senior and junior winner will get to sing at one of the holiday camps.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so I think it's a good opportunity for them, as well as doing a good charitable thing for us.
So it's been a massive success. This is the first one you've done?
Yeah. First one we've done,
so
and we didn't
realise. So it will be a yearly event?
I'm looking at... Because Jo's a volunteer, so I'm looking at Jo, and she's going, never again. But as a fundraiser... I know that you just have to keep doing these things. So
it was more Paddy's idea.
Billy,
wasn't
no
it?
Mate, really. On no, our own brilliant. Doing it.
That's brilliant. No, I'm surprised that we haven't done anything like this before you know, the Isle of Wight has so much talent. And you know, sometimes we look and we think, well, it's just musical talent, but it's not. I mean, we've got an incredible array of musical talent, but there's so many other people with so many different talents as well. And it's wonderful to see. And this is a great way of them, you know, getting their name out there and showcasing.
Absolutely. It cost them nothing. It was every
we've
night has been a good
one.
We've had some really good people sponsor each night. So we didn't cost them anything to do, and you know, it's so the final is going to be a great night.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. But I would like to say that Paddy did start all of this. He came and approached
him.
Me.
This is
that
idea.
Paddy
keep
McHugh.
Busy.
He
yeah.
started this. He just asked me to help him.
Excellent. Is there a website we can find out more details
you
on?
Can go to challengeadventure.org.uk,
and that's your charity that you've been running for the last couple of years.
I've been there for 2 years, because we're based in Parkhurst Forest, and we work with disadvantaged and challenging young people from the ages of 12 to 20 now.
Brilliant.
We do outdoor activities such as kayaking, canoeing, cycling, that sort of thing. Building confidence and self-esteem, trying to get them back into education, into work. And it's great. It's different to what I was doing before. Mm. Yeah, I was at the hospice for quite a few years, and so it's so different but so worthwhile and so rewarding when you see these kids really getting on in life and going back into education.
We're doing something similar here with the four-piece course, radio course, 11 to 19 and up to 25 with additional needs, and let's say the amount of people that we get in here. Normally on a Tuesday we've got a guy sat where you are with cerebral palsy, Matt, 22. We were told he's been with us for about 15 weeks now. We were told you'll never get him to a microphone, he will not go into a studio, and so he was doing a blog for X amount of weeks, and then we got him to a microphone, and we can't get him off the microphone. When he comes in here now.
See, that's what it's all about. It building is.
There was 1 week we got him in here, and he was doing Mastermind. We got him to do Mastermind.
Oh, wow.
And so we asked him, because he got 12 out of a possible, I don't know, 20. Did really well. And even argued over one question as well, which is like standing your ground, loving it, respect. But the spring in his step when he left. And you couldn't bottle that. Yeah. You couldn't put a price on it either. So admire the work that you're doing, and long may it continue.
It's good. And we try and get our young people involved. You know, at any fundraising event we do, they come along and help out, you know. It's good. And we go on to do, you know, they come and do the course, but they will also stay with us and do Duke of Edinburgh. So, and we do sort of like a Friday night, an alternative Friday night up at the Forest. So it's really good. So we've got these kids that have been with us a few years now. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
I'll say, long way to continue. Good stuff. Yeah, good to hear.
You.
So October the 17th.
At Newport Football Club, £3 a ticket. Challengeadventure.org.uk 527026.
And that's where you buy the tickets, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where you can buy your tickets. You can buy tickets online. It's £3. All that money raised will go to Challenge and Adventure.
Really lovely to see you both.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to all the people, especially Joe and Paddy, came up with this idea, because it makes my life so much easier.
And the sponsors.
You know.
Sponsors.
And all the sponsors that we've had. You know, we've had Isle of Wight Pearl. Reynolds and Reed have come in and sponsored an event.
Island Events, Lachelle's in Ventnor Boutique.
So it's different people, you know what I mean, that have come in that have perhaps not supported us before. So it's really nice to
whatever they say about Ireland people, they might moan for Britain, but they got big hearts, haven't they?
They
always find it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they'll moan afterwards.
Yeah.
Great to see you both.
Thank you
for coming in.